AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it was a power outage on that large cargo ship that caused it to ram into the key bridge over Baltimore Harbor.
We can confirm that the crew notified authorities of a power issue.
The governor going on to say that once power was lost, the warning went out.
No, once the warning came up and once notification came up that there was a mayday, who literally by being able to stop cars from coming over the bridge, these people are heroes. They saved lives last night.
As to the people who fell from the bridge inside their vehicles, Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld has the numbers.
A total of 8, one rescued and in hospital. One not in hospital, but it is, we have communicated with that person, and then 6 that we are searching for.
This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in Wisconsin today and tomorrow. Mitch Landers spearheaded the president's $1 trillion infrastructure plan. He's here to talk to local leaders about the economy. Stops include Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, La Crosse, Sheboygan, and Wausau. Political spending by anonymous donors is reaching record highs. Anna Masolia is the author of a new report by Open Secrets. She says that kind of money often pays for misleading attack ads.
When you have dark money groups fueling this spending, the voter may not know what interest the secret donors behind that have.
Masolia says dark money often comes from 501c4 nonprofits, which have few legal limits on how they can spend their money. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. More communities around Dane County will benefit from the CARES Mobile Crisis Program. CARES sends trained professionals to help respond to mental health emergencies. County Executive Joe Parisi is using $200,000 in grant money to jumpstart new partnerships. Communities like Fitchburg, Verona, and Cottage Grove can apply for a share of the money between now and April 17th. Until now, CARES was only available in Madison. An area man has accomplished a rare feat. He's finished all 6 of the world's major marathons. 58-year-old Dan Bertler of Oregon has run the marathons in Boston, Chicago, London, Berlin, New York City, and Tokyo. Doing that earns him the coveted 6-star finisher medal. Bernier tells Channel 15 he only started running for fun 20 years ago. He says he's going to keep running, but he might be retired from marathons, at least for now. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
It's the Bucks and the Lakers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers at Fiserv Forum. LeBron James not expected to play due to a sore ankle. I asked the Bucks' Damian Lillard, who does he expect to guard him tonight?
We talked about it, but I never really worry about it too much since I've been on this team because we got so many weapons. I know that I can play the game honest in the right way, and we'll have a chance to win regardless.
College basketball, the Badgers women's team with a 67-62 victory over Southern Indiana in the WNIT. They'll host Illinois State Thursday night. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up spring training with a game against the Rockies before heading to New York for the season opener Thursday against the Mets. What kind of a team should fans expect this year? Manager Pat Murphy.
We're going to play hard, that's for sure. It's a super bunch of guys that I think the fans will fall in love with and compete. And careful, because they might just believe themselves right into contention.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain showers today. It's also going to get colder. We'll start near 50, and that'll be the case through around midday, but temperatures will drop into the 30s by late this afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a southwest wind at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Save big money and transform your home with Menards' huge selection of lighting. Find your style with Patriot Lighting and give your home an updated look. Patriot Lighting provides the largest in-stock selection of interior lighting with over 350 lights, so you can find the perfect match for your decor. Hurry in to stroll through our lighting showroom and browse our extensive collection today, or check out all our lighting options on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, I want to associate myself with all my colleagues, both at MSNBC and at NBC News, who have voiced loud and principled objections to our company putting on the payroll someone who hasn't just attacked us as journalists, but someone who is part of an ongoing project to get rid of our system of government. Someone who still is trying to convince Americans that this election stuff, it doesn't really work, that this last election, it wasn't a real result, that American elections are fraudulent.
The tiny baby stem cell of the Stephanie Miller Show tweets, wow, all I have to say is thank you, Lawrence O'Donnell and Rachel Maddow. They spoke out perfectly against NBC's hiring of Ronna McDaniel. They displayed true journalistic integrity, principles, and courage. That was amazing. NBC must fire Ronna McDaniel now. Also said thank you both Stephanie Ruhle and Nicole Wallace, too. All heroes, profiles and courage. Right matters, truth matters, facts matter. That's right. And stem cells matter.
Way down in Mama's crib. She welcomed a guy named Victor Sheen. He is one of our favorite libs. If you're wondering how he got on the phone and other science facts, then repeat to yourself, it's Stephanie Show. We should really just relax. For Victor Sheen, political science theater, 3,000.
Oh, every little boy remembers the first time he was jingled. You've been jingled. Yeah. Hi, Victor.
I've been jingled. I know. This is crazy. It was first just the title, and now it's a jingle.
Yeah.
It's great to see you.
You're a man, a myth, and a jingle. we've been talking about that all morning, Victor. Same thing you were tweeting about is, God bless all of these anchors, from Morning Joe all the way through Stephanie Ruhle all day, really, yeah. I thought spoke out so eloquently and, individually. About this, because I think Rachel was so great the way she framed it as such a much bigger issue about democracy itself, right?
Absolutely. I mean, she spent, I think, 30 minutes on sort of that topic generally, and then she addressed the issue specifically with Ronna McDaniel. But I mean, it's such a, when I read the news, I think I felt just like everyone else felt, which is, why are we platforming Ronna McDaniel, who spent so long trying to overturn the 2020 election in states like Michigan? And then she was on, Kristen Welker over the weekend, and I caught a couple of clips. I didn't watch it live, but, seeing her try to revise history and say, well, back then, I took one for the team, and now I'm just more free, and I can express my opinions, more freely and more clearly. It was such a slap on the face to anyone who I think cares about journalistic integrity and truth and facts and our democracy. And the fact that she's being paid $300,000 is even more abhorrent. But I thought what Lawrence did, what Jen Psaki did last night, I think basically all the primetime anchors addressed it in some form. I didn't watch it all live. I only watched Lawrence and Rachel. But they were so good, and Rachel especially, just framing that sort of in the broader context of what we've seen before in history and how this is sort of just like authoritarianism and democracy when it was on the brink of collapse.
And, you know, Victor, this is the conversation you and I have every time, is just about this is going to be our biggest fight. You mentioned Bart McQuaid's book last time you were on about disinformation. That, you know, and sure enough, we had a right-wing caller go, oh, Jen Psaki, we work for Democrats, and da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's like, no, Ronna McDaniel was involved in a crime in the overthrow of the United States government. That is not right or left and difference of opinion. This is going to be the whole battle. You try to do it among people your age, that on social media there's so much disinformation.
Absolutely. And there's a really sobering, I haven't read the entire article yet, but there's a sobering piece in The Atlantic this morning by Quinta Jerzyk, I think is her last name. And she basically has a thesis that the disinformation problem is going to be very, very hard to solve. Apparently, there was a study that tried to present sort of new information and frame things in a different way for people who didn't believe in certain, you know, basic science or basic things about democracy. And very few of them changed their mind. So it's a fight that's going to take all of us. But I think it's a reminder that, you know, perhaps that MAGA sort of crowd, the people who really support Donald Trump, aren't the ones we should be necessarily targeting. I think there are sort of a subgroup of people within the middle, you know, who are more progressive or who are more sort of right-leaning, but not necessarily MAGA Republican, who we could definitely sway. But it's going to take a lot of work of us just constantly pushing out the facts, pushing out, you know, different narratives. And I think it's going to take a lot, you know, to get them to change their minds. But I think it's possible. But I think for that subset of group who just doesn't believe anything about democracy or facts, it's probably going to be virtually impossible.
Well, I think, you know, we were saying it's good polling that, you know, Biden has pulled ahead in the swing state polls. But the fact that he could even be close. I mean, it's just, and we were talking about, like, we played audio from one MAGA, you know, rally goer that said, well, I have diabetes and I'm just grateful to, you know, President Trump for getting me $35 insulin. Yeah. I mean, it's just basic stuff like that, you know, what's your advice on how we combat that? It is a constant stream of disinformation on the right.
Well, first of all, I mean, to your point about the election being so close, I wish we had a broader conversation and more national conversation about this electoral college, which is the only reason why our elections are close, and then we focus on these handful of states.
Right.
And if it weren't for that, I mean, President Biden would win the popular vote easily, just like he did in 2020, just like Hillary Clinton in 2016, just like Al Gore did in 2000. I mean, time and time again, I think the popular vote sort of proves that how flawed the electoral college is. But, you know, in terms of reaching that sort of audience that just doesn't believe or doesn't even consume the facts that we consume, you know, Nicole Wallace often calls it Earth 2, where people live in a totally different universe. They're living in a place where they have no sense of reality, no sense of facts. And it's partly because the people who tell them those facts are people who know better. It's people like, I think, Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity and people on that network who I think know the facts, but they just frame it in a way, and they tell lies, and I think that's really dangerous. They do it repeatedly, they do it loudly, and that audience unfortunately believes them now. And I think it's very hard to reach that, you know, audience. I think one of the things that I often like to do is just sort of ask a series of questions. It's like, well, do you care about this issue? And if so, let me tell you what President Biden has done. And oftentimes that'll force them to rethink. Or I'll ask them, where are you getting your news? Or what evidence do you have for, you know, elections being stolen and Joe Biden not being the president? What is your evidence? What are the facts that you have? And oftentimes that's when they'll sort of crumble and be like, you know, maybe my evidence and facts aren't as solid as I thought. But I think it's just asking them those questions and getting them to think about their assumptions and sort of their claims.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the Ronna McDaniels are one of the reasons that Trump has been normalized, and the mainstream media putting people like everything's just difference of opinion. We have measles outbreaks because, you know, there's no real science or facts. There's just opinions on vaccines. You know, I mean, it's, you know, you said NBC knew exactly what they were doing when they hired Ronna McDaniel as a paid contributor. No amount of rehabilitation will change their hiring. Her interview this morning, full of lies and gaslighting, was expected. It's why I didn't watch and will never watch her. It's shameful. I mean, it's and she tried to repeat the whole, well, there were problems with the election. It's like, no, there weren't. You know, I mean, it's at least Kristen Welker pushed back on that. Like, no, there were 60 court cases. Leslie Stahl just pushed back on Jim Jordan, saying, no, there weren't. Like, you have to stop saying, oh, well, everybody thinks there were problems or irregularity. No, there weren't. You know, so that's, Rachel.
And I hope more journalists. I mean, like, it's good to see Kristen Welker, who I've been critical of, push back in the way that she did. And I thought the discussion afterward with Chuck Todd was especially, I think that was sort of a turn in terms of getting the momentum within the network to come out against the hiring run of Daniel. But I thought what Chuck Todd said about how she was basically put in an impossible situation and she did her best to push back, but the network put her in a really bad position. And, you know, she tried to push back, but with Ron McDaniel, you never just know who she is representing, whether it's herself or true opinions or whether this is her trying not to break her contract. I mean, who knows? And, you know, she spent so long in 2020 repeating those lies, pushing that disinformation about the election. And it's skeptical to see her now coming out in the way that she is and trying to rehabilitate herself.
Yeah. Who would have thought Chuck Todd would usher in the return of journalism? But, you know, we were saying
maybe there's still hope.
Right. It must have rubbed off because you're right. Kristen Welker did finally, you know, I can't watch either normally, but she did push back on, you know, no, crime is down. No, fentanyl comes through the, you know, legal ports of entry. Like, just all of these lies that all these right wingers just, it's like a tennis ball machine of lies. Whenever they go on somewhere, they just repeat these same lies. And it's, yes, thank you for the tennis ball machine. This whole, you know, that Trump gets treated unfairly. You said, why on God's green earth does Donald Trump get preferential treatment under the law? He's no different than anyone else who commits crimes. Today's ruling was a total injustice. We should all be furious at yet another instance of two standards of justice. I mean, this is the luckiest MF-er ever. And the fact, and the whiniest little bitchy victim. I mean, at the same time, it's just, it's incredible that I don't even know where this ruling came from. Do you, like, none of the rest of us gets breaks like that? And by the way, the reason his is so high is because of the scale of his fraud. It covers a lifetime.
Right. I mean, I was going to say exactly that. He is so lucky. I mean, I can't think of anyone who is luckier than him for his entire life. He's evaded justice. He's evaded accountability. I mean, thank goodness for Ejin Carroll and Fani Willis and Letitia James, who are doing so much to hold him accountable. And, you know, Ejin Carroll is, I think, the first woman who has actually won against Donald Trump and beat Donald Trump. So good for her, and thank goodness for that case. But, I mean, with this especially, seeing that judgment yesterday, reducing his the amount he has to offer from $475 million to just $100-something million, I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's such a big reduction, and saying that he has 10 more days to find that money, it's really, I think, just another – I think Jen Psaki yesterday on her show put it best, where, I mean, there are two tiers of justice in this country, one for the really rich and powerful people like Trump and one for the rest of us, and it's just – It's appalling every time, and I don't know what it'll take to change that, but it's really, I think, insulting.
To your point, Victor, this the breaking news this morning, because I've often wondered about this. Texas AG Ken Paxton reaches a deal to end securities fraud charges after 9 years. The prosecutors announced an agreement that would ultimately dismiss securities fraud charges he's been facing for nearly a decade. So they will drop 3 felony counts against him. As part of the deal, he must pay full restitution to victims and must also complete community service, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, to me, once again, you're like, what? How has this gone on 10 years? I mean, people in other countries, Victor, ask all the time, how has Donald Trump not in prison? I mean, how has he actually gotten away with all of this for a lifetime?
I mean, how I agree. That's a question I think so many of us are asking, is how is he still not in prison? How is he still not fully held accountable? I mean, there's so many reports now about, you know, from January 6th to sealing classified documents to pressuring state elected officials to overturn elections to, you know, being the fraudster he is. I mean, how has he not somehow ended up in jail or faced massive accountability is beyond me. And you know, I think there's a conversation to be had about Merrick Garland acting too slow. I think there's a conversation to be had about certain judges like Eileen Cannon and the way that Trump has sort of rewritten the courts and installed Trump loyalists to the courts. I mean, it's something that I think we have to sort of discuss broadly now. And you know, it's something that Simon Rosenberg says a lot, which is we can't wait for justice to happen in this case. We know what Trump has done. We know all the things that he's committed and all the crimes he's committed. And it's time for all of us just to run on that and remind people constantly that, sure, the courts might be slow, but this is who the man is. Mm-hmm. Juries have already found him liable. Juries have already found him guilty for certain crimes. And we have to push that message out there and not wait for the courts to make their decision. But it is the reality is, you know, he's still facing massive amounts of, I think, preferential treatment.
Yeah.
And should be angry about
this
that.
This is why it's so great that you host IGN Politics with Jill Weinbanks, famed Watergate prosecutor, because and it's so important that you keep pushing back on the mainstream media, because as Jill Weinbanks and many others have said, like, Nixon wouldn't have to resign if there'd been right-wing radio and Fox News and a mainstream media that is complicit like it's like it has been in this day and age. So we have to try to fight back for facts, I think, wherever we can. Or as Jill would say, facts. You know, the kind you find fact-based.
In her Chicago accent.
Yeah. Like the fact that Wacker is a good street. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Victor Shee is here for the hour, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show, brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wonder if the fake president and fake first lady are up yet. They are ensconced in their Cozy Earth sheets in my extra bedroom.
Yes.
With Cozy Earth towels over there in the extra bathroom.
Yes.
I give and I give, Chris. I give to it. Ow. It actually hurts. It physically hurts. I give so much.
Well,
that's
like,
a lot of luxury.
Yeah. Well, it's a very luxurious Airbnb that you run here.
Yes. 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 I mean, you would think that I'm really all about me, 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 which I also am. I have several pairs of Cozy Earth pajamas and sheets and towels.
Yeah.
So I take me first.
Of course.
Me, me, me.
And then you
me,
drink.
Me, me.
And then you help the other.
And then I give if there's any.
If there's any left.
If there's anything left to give. Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. You get a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. What? That's a lot of luxury, a lot of softness made from viscose from bamboo. Oprah's favorite things for 5 years.
Yep.
I mean, come on, kids. Get with it. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your sleep care and sleep health. Head on over to CozyEarth.com. Type in the promo code Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. That's CozyEarth.com. Type in Miller.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face looking younger, wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. It instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that tingle every time. There's a reason Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now, you also get Genucel XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, and a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV, on sale now during Genucel's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with Genucel's under-eye bags and puffiness serum. Order now at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box and two luxury skincare essentials, plus free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
It is time to text to win with a ride into spring statewide contest on WMDX. This is your shot to win a Chula Vista getaway as well as grand prizes, including a bike, blender, and even a patio love seat. If you haven't done so already, download the Civic Media app right now. Choose your station as WMDX, and then text in this hour's keyword for your shot to qualify and win. This hour's keyword is golf. G-O-L-F, golf. That is this hour's keyword. Again, download the Civic Media app right now. Choose WMDX as your station and text in this hour's keyword. It's that simple. You are qualified to play along during our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Again, this hour's word is golf, G-O-L-F. Text in to win. It's Ride into Spring with WMDX and the Civic Media Radio Network. Good luck.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Victor Shee, the co-host of I've Been Politics and On the Move with Victor Shee, and of course the official stem cell of the Stephanie Miller Show,
yes,
is here with us. Oh, should we do our giant name drop? I did, you know, post it on social media, but last weekend, Victor and I got to hang out with Mark Hamill,
yep,
in Malibu, and that was... And specifically, Victor, he wanted to meet you. That was the point of...
Oh, my God.
Jody said you have to get used to just people using you to get to Victor Shee now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just the conduit.
I told you.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said you're Victor Shee's ride. I'm like, no, he's driving himself. I'm not his adult supervision.
He's your adult supervision.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I mean, I'm surprised I didn't faint. I was serious about that, but luckily it didn't happen. But it was great to see you in person too. I mean, I saw you once at the LA Sexy Liberal tour with Glenn Kirshner and a couple other people, I think, were there. But that was the first time I got to hang out with you one-on-one for more than 5 minutes. So
yes.
I'm glad.
And I was able to report, right, Chris? He's not only this handsome, but he's very tall.
Tall, yes.
He's very tall.
That doesn't come across
in the
videos.
I don't know why, because I keep calling him a stem cell. I expected him to be this big.
Right. With videos, is waist up, so it's like it's hard to tell how...
Right.
But, you know,
not that tall.
But it's nice that he is actually Luke Skywalker.
he's a good guy.
Yes. And he, you know, just is so supportive of young talent and young activists. And he is genuinely excited by the work you're doing. And he just really wanted to meet you and support you and stuff.
He's more Luke Skywalker, less Joker.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I'd had a couple glasses of wine, so I said, we are the political drones you've been looking for. And I did mean droids, although I kind of like drones because, right, we're fascism-seeking, heat-seeking missiles.
No.
All right. Victor, my point is, but wasn't it great? I mean, he's just really so...
He's so just nice and generous and... Luke Sky, I mean, he literally reminded me of a Jedi. I mean, seeing his, just the way that it was surreal to be there, and to just be in such great company with all of you. So I'm grateful, and he's such a great person, and I'm surprised that he wanted to meet me, because I wanted to probably meet him more. I mean, it was, and you too. I mean, it was just such a crazy afternoon and something I'll remember.
Oh, yes. I am right next to Luke Skywalker, Chris, and exciting people to meet.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
and also that nerd that works in her basement. Yeah, but there are a couple other great activists there, and I'm telling you, children of the future. Whitney Houston tried to tell us.
Okay. She did.
Yeah. All right, so we are going to talk more about Victor's great work and everything else on The Stephanie Miller Show.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is considering letting schools start in August. Local schools like the idea, but the state's tourism industry does not. The owners of resorts, restaurants, and other businesses told a hearing yesterday they need school-age workers during the peak of the summer season. Local schools say they need more flexibility. The change still needs approval from lawmakers and the governor. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume tonight in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic will hold a seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be success.
Bernier, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front, Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A Madison man shot by a state of Wisconsin Justice Department agent testified at the agent's trial yesterday. Mark Wagner is charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Quadrin Wilson was shot while he was being arrested on the Far East Side for a parole violation 2 years ago. Wagner said he thought Wilson had a gun, but investigators eventually determined Wilson was not armed. No fooling, brush collection in Middleton starts on April 1st. Brush should be separated from other materials and leaves. Brush should be left on the curb by 7 in the morning on the Monday of your collection week. The city won't take limbs or branches more than 6 inches in diameter. Brush should be arranged neatly, parallel to the curb, with cut ends facing to the right. The city won't take brush mixed with anything else. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Rain continues to roll through, and even some storms are possible, too. High temperatures have already been hit and are falling to the upper 30s now. As we drop below freezing tonight, we'll see a flash freeze of everything wet become slick and slippery, and some snow showers starting to mix in as well. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The fact that Ms. McDaniel is on the payroll at NBC News, to me, that is inexplicable. I mean, you wouldn't hire a wise guy. You wouldn't hire a made man like a mobster to work at a DA's office, right? you wouldn't hire a pickpocket to work as a TSA screener. And so I find the decision to put her on the payroll inexplicable. And I hope they will reverse their decision.
Thank you, Rachel Maddow. Victor Xi is here. Oh, and Victor Xi is actually applauding physically. Yeah. Hello. he is strategy director of Voters of Tomorrow, which could not be more important. You know, Victor, you must get sick of that. I don't know how many people have asked you this question, because young people turning out seems like the issue in every election. But particularly if we're facing the end of our democracy, it's kind of important. Someone just sent me, I don't know, is this a Bill Maher poll? He asked 65% of Gen Zers think Trump would shake up the country for the better. Is that a thing you've heard about?
No.
Okay.
65% of Gen Zers would think Trump would be better?
Yeah, would shake up the country for the better?
Oh, gosh.
Please tell me that's not true.
There are a bunch of those polls out there that I think try to sort of show that Gen Z is somehow pro-Republican, but there's absolutely, I mean, you just have to look at election after election, how young people are turning out. I mean, in 2022, the last midterm elections, 70% of young voters who turn out were Democrats. I mean, it's overwhelmingly Democrats. And the people who are Republicans, this is a question I get asked a lot, how can young people support Republicans? Well, I think it's the ones who are primarily in the South. They're whiter, they're more religious. They're people who I think Republicans try to exploit. But the fact of the matter is that Gen Z is really diverse. It's a really politically active organization, and Republicans have been messing around with, I mean, our rights. I mean, today the Supreme Court's hearing a argument that could get rid of mifepristone and limit abortion. So, I mean, time and time again, I think Republicans are trying to really sort of throw our democracy and rights at peril, and young people aren't, I think, here for it. And we've seen election after election show that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that because, as you know, my lady parts have been, dusty for quite some time. They've looked like the set of Gunsmoke, which, by the way, you just used Breakfast Club as an example of young people, which is now that's they're
at least,
all
at least
in their 50s.
The 80s. It wasn't the 60s.
But I used a Gunsmoke reference.
Right. 50s.
Gunsmoke was the 50s.
Oh, by the way, someone wants to correct me that once again, it wasn't Festus. It was Chester. Hi, Jeff in Seattle. Hi. Because we were talking about Trump's right leg is kind of janky, and I said like Festus on Gunsmoke, but you're saying it was Chester.
Chester. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Jody.
Hello.
First time caller. Love you guys.
Thank you. Oh, and Jody Foster was 7 when she appeared on Gunsmoke. All right. Thank you for those fun facts. Victor, my point is, I am old. you just brought up Supreme Court. I can't imagine that the Roe decision is not a huge motivator for young women.
It definitely is. I mean, that was one of the things that we saw as an organization, Voters of Tomorrow, was right after the Roe decision was Dobbs decision was dropped that overturned Roe. We saw a huge increase in the number of young people express interest in organizing programs. I mean, young people posted on their Instagram stories. They were more politically active than, I mean, we can at least remember. And then we saw that, and I remember that year, was Kansas had their special election and young people registered to vote at record-breaking numbers. You saw that election. Abortion was the number one issue in states like Michigan, where it was literally on the ballot. Young people waited in hours to vote at campuses like University of Michigan and other states. And so I think it's a big issue, and it's something that I don't think it's just young women. I think young women are also talking to young guys as well about this issue and the importance of this issue. And so I think it's across genders, and young people see this as an attempt, a basic attempt to get rid of freedom and to get rid of the rights that we grew up with. And I think young women are definitely leading the charge, but I think young guys are also starting to sort of be a part of this conversation as well.
Yeah, and who knows better about young heterosexual sex than a crusty old lesbian?
Yep, you know also, so much about it.
Yeah. By the way, Chris, I understand that I was talking about my women parts being dusty, and I played the good, bad, the ugly. It's not the Gunsmoke theme.
Right.
I said it's like the set of Gunsmoke with the tumbleweeds, but that's not what I... Okay, Victor...
Victor has no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
then a snort.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
We all learn from each other.
Yes, we do. Hey, that's a good way of putting it, Victor.
So obviously, one of the issues I know you also get asked about a lot is the Middle East, because, you know, that's the other thing you keep hearing this meme that young people, are not happy with Biden, blah, blah, blah. I just thought I saved this story. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he was considering inviting Netanyahu to address Congress. This reminds me of when they disrespected President Obama by having Netanyahu come speak against Obama's Iran deal. This came days after Chuck Schumer's speech, obviously calling for new elections in Israel. And ironically, Johnson's holding up a Senate bill to provide more aid to Israel. Johnson said, so you'll see House Republicans continue to stand forward and reiterate our support for Israel at this very critical time, except that he's the one holding up aid. And at the same time, Victor, that issue is so hard for me. Because the Republican Party as a whole, one of the things we were talking about is Netanyahu has always been part of the GOP apparatus. And it appears to me he's actively trying to undermine Biden now to help Trump get elected.
He wants Trump to be elected. And that's something that I think all of us in this, if we're concerned about Netanyahu wants no one more than Trump to be elected in 2024. And so, I think that this issue is really tricky and really complex. But one of the things that I'm heartened by is this sort of firmer stance by the U.S. against Netanyahu, because it's not saying that we're against Israel, it's we're against Netanyahu, who is doing so much to just launch these ruthless and unnecessary attacks. And so that's why part of the reason why Chuck Schumer and President Biden have been so critical of him lately. And, for anyone who I think, this is for especially young people, they have been calling for a ceasefire. It seems like that is happening. I mean, yesterday there was a vote at the UN, and it seemed like they're pushing through this ceasefire. The two countries that did object, I think, are Russia and one other country. And Vice President Harris is out there calling for a six-week ceasefire. I think they're really pushing for this to happen. So hopefully we'll see something different. But in terms of whose side, we're on. I mean, we are definitely not pro Netanyahu, but the people who are pro Netanyahu are Republicans.
Right.
And the people who are anti.
And Trump just said, they got to finish this up. Israel's got to finish up this war. You got, Jared Kushner talking about building waterfront condos. They got to clean that up, Gaza Strip, move them out somewhere. They are so anti-Palestinian, in my opinion, that it's just, first of all, as we keep saying, Netanyahu and Hamas, neither are partners for peace. One thing I found hopeful, Victor, was support for Hamas as a political party has fallen to 34% among Palestinians in the in Gaza and the occupied West Bank, a 12-point drop from December. I keep saying that's one of the first steps is freeing them from Hamas, right, before we can free Palestine. And support for armed struggle dropped by 17 points. Driven largely by Palestinians in Gaza. And Gazan support for a two-state solution has jumped by 27 points to 62%. I just hope we can get rid of Hamas and Netanyahu and actually get a lasting peace and a two-state solution.
Absolutely. And I think that's exactly what this administration is trying to do, is saying that, we have to target Hamas and get rid of that terrorist entity group, but also, hopefully helping Israel somehow by electing a new president and training leadership. But I think those are the two biggest goals. And, of course, getting aid to Gaza and helping the Palestinian people during this really tough time right now.
Yeah. And by the way, when Trump says finish it up, this is what we keep saying. He means make Gaza a parking lot.
Yep.
He means let Netanyahu do whatever he wants. He means kill 30,000 more if you have to. It's, again, on every issue, Victor, I feel like the choice could not be starker between him and President Biden. Right.
Yeah. And that's exactly the messaging that I think we have to really push in this election. It's not a referendum on President Biden. It's a choice between two candidates who, like you said, cannot be more different from each other. And that's on every issue, contrast on every issue, just present the choices that are before the American people. And it's going to be clear, I think, to a lot of people which side is the side that our country needs in this election.
We have to get that message to young people and everyone else. That if you stay home, or even if you don't vote for Trump, if you stay home or vote for someone else, you're voting for finish it up in Gaza and make it a parking lot and Netanyahu do whatever you can. That's what you're voting for. It's a vote for Trump.
and dictator on day one, someone who calls his enemies vermin. And what did he say that the other day in his rally where I forgot the phrase, but I mean, this is someone who is so just shows us exactly who he is. And it's up to all of us to listen to him. And I was looking at last week, it was so hard to believe that it's been 4 years since the pandemic. But that picture where he crossed out coronavirus and replaced it with China virus, and that sort of instance of, I mean, this is someone who is racist, who is so bigoted, who is so just against everything we should stand for and want in our elected officials. And that's the type of thing that we have to remind people. We can't become numb to this or normalize this anytime.
And, you know, the latest White House statement about Trump, which, by the way, Dart Brandon's getting fantastic at trolling Trump.
Amazing.
But I love, you know, Frank Luntz is like, oh, so much for they go high, you know, low, we go high. It's like, I don't think you can run again like that against Trump and this crop of Republicans. Do you? I think we need all the alpha liberals we can get.
No, and especially because they're the ones who brought us to that, stage. I mean, they're the ones who brought us low. They're the ones who are spewing racist, sexist, misogynistic things. And I think it's up to we'd be irresponsible not to get to that level and push back and call out their hate and be sort of pointed in our remarks. You know, so whatever Frank Luntz was saying, I think he's definitely stuck in a generation.
By the way, interesting you bring up the whole China virus and Kung Flu. And we forget of all the horrors of COVID, all the Asian attacks, the physical attacks against Asians. That was some of the original violence Trump incited. I mean, you know what I mean? We've got Charlottesville. We've got January 6th. But, you know, it's not like, I mean, that's just a recurring theme, him inciting violence against certain groups.
Recurring theme, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Bob in Chicago, you're on with Victor. Hey, Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Sorry. You were talking about the journalists pushing back. I wish Jonathan Caro would have done that against Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio referred to Congress people who were pro ceasefire as being pro Hamas. And the other thing that bothered me was him saying that if we were still in Afghanistan, then ISIS wouldn't have done the attack in Moscow.
Oh my God! Yeah, oh my God! First of all, this was Trump's Afghanistan withdrawal plan. That, you know, honestly, Biden gets us out of our longest war. It's one of the most successful evacuations in history. This is what we have to fight against, Victor, is just this constant rewriting of history, right? I mean, he's the one that did the deal with the Taliban and let them all go and was going to invite them to Camp David. And and meanwhile, here we have Putin, who's just this murderous POS, right, trying to blame Ukraine for this horrible attack in Moscow. It's just, it really is a constant fight about disinformation, isn't it?
It's a constant fight about disinformation, getting the facts out there and always pushing back. You know, it's something where I think a lot of people during the Trump years were sort of numb to just how much craziness came out of him and Republicans. But I'm really, that's why I'm so grateful for people like Aaron Ruper on Twitter and I don't even know how to pronounce it, but the ACYN guy who's always posting clips. And, you know, their clips matter because it shows people exactly what they're saying. And it's up to all of us to pay attention to that and realize just how absurd it is to show all of the people we know that this is what's coming out of their mouths and this is what they believe in. And it's, you know, it just, we have to think twice about these people remind ourselves that this is who they are.
Yeah. I swear to God, Putin, Netanyahu, Trump, there's like no difference between these far-right thugs. Like, and we want, because we're America, we warned Putin. We warned him. But he's just like Trump, like, oh, intelligence experts. You know, we warned them about this ISIS attack.
But you know what? If they had intelligence that an attack against us was imminent, they wouldn't share it with us.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
But then he's still,
them.
But Putin's still trying to put out disinformation and blame Ukraine when the ISIS is like, we did it.
Yep.
And they took video themselves. But this is, talk about disinformation. It's, you know, trying to rewrite, Ronald McDaniel trying to rewrite January 6th as a peaceful protest. You're just like, no, we saw it on live television. We saw it, right? Sorry, I'm screaming.
Yeah, you are.
No, it's frustrating because it's like, especially the media. I mean, they should, the fact that they even made this decision to hire Ron McDaniel in the first place should never have happened. There was reporting yesterday, I think in Politico, where it wasn't just NBC who was vying for Ron McDaniel. Yeah. It was ABC and CNN, and I think a couple other networks as well. Why are these conversations even happening in the first place? They all know what Ronna McDaniel did in 2020 to help overturn that election, and then they're offering her deals and contracts when they won't even offer. I mean, Ellie Mistel, who you know is great, I mean, he's on MSNBC and CNN practically every night, and he hasn't gotten paid once for his commentary. You have people like Kurt Bardella, who had to go to News Nation, but who was on MSNBC very regularly, who got his contract cut.
Yeah.
There are so many people out there who are progressive voices on those networks pushing out good facts, and we are all for that. And even if it's a Republican, you know, John Kasich, as much as I hate...
Yeah.
Maybe
hate's a strong word. Like, strong but,
yes. Mm. As much as I find him a little bit boring and dull, he at least is a sane Republican. Right. You know, I'd be okay with Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger because at least they believe in that fundamental concept of democracy.
Yeah, even though we disagree with them on everything else. By the way, you know who else used to be on CNN every night until she has to get paid?
Yeah, you did.
Me!
You and Dino Badala had a regular segment.
Yeah, until we asked, we had the audacity to ask to get paid. And then they were like, nah, so much for that panel.
And then they offered $300,000 to Ron.
Yeah, I would take $300,000 to not work. I'm right here. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. It's outdoor bike day. Why? Because it's been raining and my Saturday bike club keeps getting canceled.
Oh, no.
It's supposed to rain again this Saturday.
Week, yeah.
Yeah. But this, you know, it's got to go because there's a lot of climbing here, man. I got to climb on my bike. I need some Morning Kick.
Well, as Paula Poundstone says, you live on a cliff.
I don't live on a cliff, but it's tough bike riding, and I need, this is 10 supplements in one, fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor, and I got my ashwagandha I got prebiotics, I got probiotics, I got superfoods for muscles and joints, I have anti-aging supplements out there. I just, despite that, I still make really old television references to Victor Shi, but I feel like the longer I take Morning Kick... At least I don't refer to Breakfast Club as young people. Okay.
They were young when the movie came out.
Okay, go now to Roundhouse.
They were younger than Festus.
Or Chester.
You're right.
Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The left roars back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. They're coming to Chicago.
On a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater. Just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. A great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560.
That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
You got me. And Victor Shi, host of iGen Politics with Jill Winebanks, and On the Move with Victor Shi, columnist, strategy director of Voters of Tomorrow, just general, you know, rock star.
Pretty
Twitter,
smart guy, too.
Twitter, etc. Yeah. Yes. He has one of those fancy UCLA degrees.
Yeah.
To which I say, fight on for old SC. Okay. I had to get that in.
My mom's a Bruin. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so the rivalry's real.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Just got real up in here. Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm reading through this piece. We've just been talking about the two systems of justice and how, you know, we're just furious, this latest break that Trump got. I mean, I am confident, Victor, that New York is moving forward April 15th. Georgia, I think, is going to move forward, you know, according to Fani Willis yesterday. But just the fact that he gets some break the rest of us wouldn't get after a lifetime of criminality. And we were talking about Texas AG Ken Paxton. He's had this securities fraud charge. This has been going on for 10 years. This section of the agreement with prosecutors, which lets Paxton remain in his elected position and doesn't affect his law license, is another huge legal and political victory for one of the nation's most visible Republican state attorney generals. The end of the case comes 6 months after Paxton was acquitted of corruption charges in an impeachment trial in the Texas Senate, just like Trump, because Republicans are in charge. They're like, forget it. I mean, he's still facing federal charges for those same charges that he was, you know, acquitted on. But again, it just feels like these deals the rest of us don't get for God knows how long of securities fraud, right?
it's so unfair. I mean, and Ken Paxton, I mean, seeing the way he was treated in that Texas legislature was even more revolting. I mean, it's just time and time again. And I think part of the reason maybe is because they've influenced the courts in such a way that maybe, you know, these Republican judges and these local Republican, you know, county officials just sort of see them and treat them differently. But they shouldn't be treated any differently from any of us, but they are. And it's something that we've seen time and time again throughout American history, where the rich, the people who have the most power, do get away with things that the rest of us, quite frankly, couldn't.
We were talking about how many times cases went away because Trump made campaign contributions, yeah. You know. Yeah. But I'm still, I believe justice is coming. I think he has a lifetime of justice and karma coming. And we will get it in some form because of the official stem cell of the Stephanie Miller Show. Follow Victor Shee on all the socials. Listen to the podcast. Love you, Victor.
Thanks, Victor.
Thank you so much. See you next time.
Bye, guys. Bye. Thanks so much.
Not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show 1 week until the Wisconsin primary and a wake-up call. Devil's Advocates across the state, 4 to 6.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.